Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine.
Well, lots of changes with everyone and also with your business, which of course is, you know, being the district attorney of Plymouth County and the courthouses.
Right.
They close them again, and it's what? There's two dates to remember, June 1st and July 1st.
Right. Business as we know it hopefully will open up again on June 1. However, I'm anticipating that there's going to be a slower rollout than that. I don't anticipate going back 100%. July 1 is going to be the date for jury trials, and we'll see how that works out also. But for now, anybody that has a case scheduled between now and that time period, certainly feel free, first and foremost, to call our office at 508-584-8120 regarding the viability of that date. Most dates are being removed from the schedule, and they will be set after the pandemic portion of this event is over. And at that point, we're going to be able to get things hopefully back on schedule. But right now, the only things that are occurring in our district courts or superior courts are arraignments, bail reviews, and whatever emergency hearings may have to come up, whether it be restraining order issues, 58A, which are dangerousness hearings, things along those, and they're all being done telephonically or video-wise.
Now, I know you also ran a criminal session down here in the Plymouth courts, but I heard that the Plymouth courthouse was now shut due to COVID-19.
Right. We've been getting notices for all the courts in the Commonwealth, and some have been opened, and then they go in, they clean them, then they reopen them once they've been closed. And it's been going on and off like that. And I think that's actually a good thing, because what they're doing is, I think they're acting in really cautionary measures, trying to make sure that if somebody potentially has been in contact with somebody who may have had COVID, I think they're going to the extreme level to make sure that they're clean, so that when they do open up, there won't be exposure for anybody, the workers, people that may be showing up there and along those lines. So our courts, you know, Brockton's been opened and closed, Wareham's been opened and closed, Plymouth has been opened and closed. But once again, it changes almost on an every other day basis. And if you have questions regarding that, please call our office.
Now, another thing that's coming up, and you hear about it, and I don't have any numbers in front of me, but you imagine with all this togetherness time and all this quarantining, domestic violence, are you seeing more of those kinds of cases being run through your office, or is that an urban legend?
Yeah, no, it's not an urban legend. I think that this brings a lot of issues together. I mean, it brings in, you know, people who are going to be together, be living together. You're also dealing with, you know, individuals who may have substance abuse issues, mental health issues, anger, stress, you know, the lack of food for kids. There's a lot of problems out there right now. We need to make sure that we address those. So I think that we continue to see domestic violence calls remain the same. Child abuse numbers are significantly down. Unfortunately, I don't think that's because they're down as a result of less abuse taking place. I think that we're getting less notifications, because normally the majority of our notifications for child abuse would come from a school teacher, you know, the mandated reporters at the schools, or perhaps a doctor, perhaps during a general routine checkup that may not be occurring now. So we've seen our numbers go significantly down over the course of the last couple of months. As a matter of fact, during this time period between March 16th and May 1, last year, we had 161 51As, which are reports of child abuse and neglect. During that same time period this year, we've only had 69. So I think the numbers of reports are down, and that's why I ask people to be vigilant. And if you see something, please don't hesitate to call DCF. Please don't hesitate to call and help somebody. Kids right now probably need our help now more than ever.
And one more quick question. I just had a listener actually text me and say, do you know when the grand jury will reconvene, or is that still up in the air?
No, that's very similar to the regular jury, because we have to impanel a new grand jury also. So it will be around the same time. However, I'm very hopeful that we really need to expedite the grand jury and get that up and running so we can continue to do our jobs countywide.
Thank you very much. Again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz.